Do you think you've lived up to the hype?
I think I've lived up to the hype. Yeah, you know, I think with that hype comes. I think that hype has to kind of, you have to sell a lot of records, and you know, I've done over a million, so I feel like I've succeeded. But like I said, I don't really care about that. I think Duffy's the sound of 2008, really. You know, I think he's gone on to sell stupid amounts of records and everything. And but I'm not really fazed by that, really. I want to be making records forever. This first album isn't going to be the one that defines me.
See, everyone kind of wants there to be a big spat, like for you to hate Duffy, for you to hate Leona.
Of course they will, it's tabloid. But I don't know. Oh, I met Duffy for the first time last week. She was so lovely. Tiny. She's so tight. She had heels on and she was still, I don't know, it's my belly button. But she was really lovely. Like, I only have love for them girls. I think they're amazing. Like, and even if I didn't like their music, like, I still love them. I think what they're doing is great. And it can be quite difficult doing this. So I've got huge respect for anyone that does it, including Estelle. Even though everyone thinks I hate her as well. American Boy in 1980s, wicked tune.
Amy and Leona were both graduates of the Brit School like you are. Is it like Fame Academy?
It's not, because it's... Actually, no, it is. I was thinking, because you can... Like, it's not like you can get a scholarship, though. Like, it's free. And it's the only free performing arts. It's not a stage school. Stage school, you have to do jazz hands and do a Catherine Zeta-Jones. But the Brit School, you can do that if you want to. Or it's, like, separated into strands. So you can do musical theatre, you can do production, you can do media, art and design, dance, theatre or music, all separately. I just did music. I can't dance, I can't act, never will, not going to write a biography, not going to release a perfume, not going to release a big girl clothesline, not going to do anything like that. So I just did music. And it was amazing to go to. Like, you know, this kind of... Just leave you up to it, and you've got. I had free resources, you know. I didn't have like some rich daddy that built me a studio, and like, you know, I had clarinet lessons for a while, but then I just didn't like them. I didn't have them resources, and the Brit School offers it to you for free. And the great thing is that like Brit, not you know. I mean, I remember wanting to go to Sylvia Young because Baby Spice went there, and my mum couldn't afford it, and we didn't even know how to go about trying to get a scholarship because I'd had no experience. Kids that I know that went to stage school are snobby, and they're arrogant, and they're rude, and they're nasty, and they're competitive in a horrible way, and not even in a healthy way. And I would hate to have been around people like that when I was growing up into a teenager, whereas at the Brit School, you're just around people that there's no competition, there's no rivalry, no jealousy, and if there is, it's only healthy ones, you know? Like to try and get a main role or whatever. Not that I ever did that, because I'm not an actress, but it was really inspiring to go to. I had free recording studio that I could use, got taught how to do that, free rehearsal studios, free equipment. Free, you know, I'd advise anyone to go there.
Were people kind of bursting into song in the canteen?
Yeah, sometimes. You'd have sing-offs.
What's the worst thing you've read about yourself the last kind of year?
Oh, she'd fuck off and die? I think that's on a YouTube comment. But, you know, I haven't said things as extreme as that, but I've made an anonymous post on YouTube. And it's just like in normal life. You meet some people that you get on with straight away and want to see again, and you see people that you won't even talk to because you think they're an arsehole. Like, it's just like that in normal life. Like, and also, it's always anonymous. Like, I must have met thousands of people in the street over the last 18 months. I've never had one bad thing about it. Get some balls and come and tell me to my face if you don't like me. Do you know what I mean? But then that's me being a complete hypocrite because I've cussed so many people on the internet.